to the Diz Dads Podcast Midweek Destinations and Diversions Show. It's the Dad Show, your hump day Disney vacation fix for Wednesday, January 27th, 2016. The show is brought to you by Kingdom Strollers. Kingdom Strollers is Orlando's premium stroller and crib rental vendor. Why pay more for a less comfortable, less versatile stroller in the theme parks? Make your reservation at KingdomStrollers.com. You'll pay less for the rental, and they'll deliver the stroller of your choice to your resort and pick it up from the resort at the end of your vacation for free. Kingdom Strollers, your first choice for Orlando's stroller rentals and an authorized Walt Disney World stroller vendor. Now, today on the Dad Show, we're going more in the diversions direction because I'm talking today with Bob Collar and Tim Scott, the hosts from the ResortLoop.com podcast, about their newest venture, My Diz Match. Bob, Tim, welcome to the show.
Hi, Aaron. Thanks for having us on.
Hi, Aaron. Thanks so much. It's awesome to be here. Longtime listener. This is great.
Absolutely.
So, guys, I just have been so excited. I got the message to contact you that you were interested in coming on the show to talk about My Diz Match, and it was the perfect kind of kick in the behind to get this scheduled because I've been interested in talking to you about it really since you first rolled it out, because to me, this idea just seemed so natural to be coming from you guys. Your podcast, I've been enjoying it really, I think probably since just about when you began. But what I've really admired about the show is the way that you've developed a community around it. And it's not just about a couple of guys talking into a microphone. And it seems to me that My Diz Match kind of grows right out of that.
Well, thanks. Yeah, we when Tim actually wanted to do this show, and he said, "Hey, we're going to do a show," and it was all about involving the Disney community, and we just wanted to we've been thinking about this actually not too long after we started the show, right, Tim?
Yeah, it wasn't long at all. It was just a couple of months once we realized the community was growing so fast.
Right, right.
They're so passionate, and there's such nice people out there.
Right. And we started to notice people actually reaching out on the different social medias. Hey, can you find me somebody who shares my passion for Disney? Hey, is there anybody out there? And we started looking around and we realized, there is no place for people to go to look for people that they want to meet. Whether it's when we developed the website, we just didn't want a dating website because, there are other things that people want to do other than date in the Disney community. There's folks that want to travel together. Maybe somebody's going down to Disney World or Disneyland or Disneyland Paris or wherever, and they want to go, but they don't want to go by themselves. So we said, okay, it's not just going to be a dating site. It's going to be a dating site and a travel site. Mm-hmm. And then we said, well, the running community is huge.
Oh, my gosh.
So, we saw all these running groups coming together and we thought, well, and there's so many now new since we started this exercise, Disney exercise Facebook pages. Have you noticed that?
Oh, all of this has just been exploding. And it really hit home for me recently because you probably heard me rambling on for the last couple of weeks, at least, about, Diz Dads Convention. We got together. This was our fourth annual Diz Dads Convention. We had a bunch of guys who all got together. At one point we had 40 people together at dinner at Ohana. And before get to that stage, there's all this kind of scrambling early on because there were some people who came down with their families, but there are a bunch of guys who travel solo. And it's interesting to see people trying to find, well, I've got a bunch of extra DVC points, so I'm gonna rent a two bedroom, who needs space, and people are trying to organize that stuff. And you guys rolled this out right as, I had a bunch of guys trying to find roommates for the convention. And I thought, my goodness, this is exactly what these guys need to get this stuff figured out, because our biggest challenge, I know, when we're doing these kinds of things is that people are sort of spread out over social media and they're all over the place. You know, there are some people who are on Facebook, some people are on Twitter, some people are just connecting on the web through the website or through message boards. And there didn't seem to be a central hub to kind of get into that first connection.
Right. Right. Exactly. And you're exactly right. There's so many, everybody's so spread out. So, and we, like I said, Tim and I had been talking about this for quite a while, right after we started the podcast, and it just took some time. We've been doing the podcast. We're coming up on our third year, and it just took some time to develop, to find the right software with the right algorithms to make this happen. But once we found it, and once we started working on it, we decided we're going to have it's for the entire Disney community, not just singles looking for relationships. It's obviously for that. But it's not just for singles looking for a relationship. It's for people who are just wanting to connect even a little bit more than social media. That is, like you said, so spread out. For friendship, for somebody to run with. You might have somebody in your neighborhood that isn't too far from you that is training for a Run Disney event as well, that you don't even know about. You guys can hook up together and run together. You know, nothing romantic about it. It's just a couple of people running.
Sure.
And then the big one, Tim actually discovered there's so many people that want to travel together. Whether it's Disney Vacations by Disney.
Oh, Adventures by Disney. Yeah, I was just thinking that Adventures that's a great example because traveling solo on an adventures trip or even Disney cruising, where you're paying, you know, 100% single supplement to travel solo, it's just crazy to travel by yourself in those contexts.
Right. You're exactly right, because most rooms are. Whether it's a cruise or a Adventures by Disney or just going down to one of the parks, most rooms are two-person occupancy. That's how they price the rooms out.
Yeah.
So we developed the site. We got it up and running. We launched it back in November. We are very, very specific about the type of clientele we're looking for. We did a lot of research before we started into this, and I got to be honest, and we're not gonna name any big mega. I mean, we're talking mega dating sites out
secret
there.
Commercials.
First off, if you're a Disney fan, it's so convoluted because you know they're not specific to the type of person you're looking for. And secondly, they can be you got to be really careful. There's a lot of not so good.
Not family friendly.
There you go. Thank you. Thank you, Tim.
No problem. I'm here.
Not family friendly. So it's not like, let's say, you know, say you're a single parent and you're like, oh, I'm going to look with our site. You can set the laptop in the living room with you or the family room with you, and your kids can be around without you going, oh, I can't let them see that.
Right. Because we're personally eyeballing those pictures.
Correct.
Before they go on to site.
So you're more directly curating than the sort of mass market dating type sites.
Absolutely.
Exactly. We're treating it a lot like our podcast. We're trying to bring it along slowly. Develop relationships, make sure everybody's welcome and everybody feels safe, family friendly, when everybody just enjoy being a part of this family we're trying to create.
Right.
Well, okay. So we've kind of talked around it a lot. Why don't we kind of give people a more nuts and bolts look at what it is you've created here? If they go to your website, first of all, is it just mydismatch.com? Is that where they would find it?
That's it. That's exactly it. Yep.
Okay, so when somebody goes to mydismatch.com, what are they going to see?
First, you're going to see our welcome page. Typically, it's the welcome page. Sometimes you'll just go, if you've already signed up, you'll probably just go to the sign-in page. But you'll scroll down on our welcome page, and you'll see a join now But
well, now one thing it shows me here right away, and I think this is a good thing to mention, and I'm glad it's there, because I just pulled up your site as we're chatting here. The first thing that pops up, because it's the first time I've visited the site in this browser, it says that by entering the site, I certify that I'm at least 18 years old. So you're real clear right up front that,
absolutely,
you know, this isn't the place for teenagers to come hang out.
Right. And you know, we try and keep the Disney model. We love Disney. You guys love Disney. Everybody in the Disney community loves Disney. And we want to kind of keep that Disney bubble, if you will, and keep the kids safe. Make sure there's no nonsense going on. That's important to us. It really is. So you have to put in your age. But once you go into join now, if you click in and join, you're going to register your profile. If you get our sign in page, you're going to it'll say up in the right hand corner join. So you want to click that. What you do just to register, and this is all free. All you need is an email. That's all you need. And then it's fun because you get to add things. So you're gonna register your profile by putting in a username, an email, and whatever password you want to use. And you confirm your password. You put in your gender, who you're looking for, whether it's male or female or both. If you're just looking for somebody to run with, why not put both male and female? I don't care who I'm running with. You know, sure. I'm trying to get in better shape, get ready for a Run Disney event. So we made it so that you can pick either one. It doesn't matter. Then you click continue. That takes you to continue your registration. We would like your real name just so that everything's on the up and up. Some folks so far, they're still putting in their tags, which we don't mind that either. As long as we know, and what we do is we verify emails to make sure that everybody is what they are, who they are, I should say.
Right.
We've already kicked a couple of people out that weren't on more than probably 20 minutes because they weren't who they said they were.
Right.
We had a Nigerian prince, believe it or not, that we got rid of right
away. Oh, no. Somebody missed out. Some princess has missed out on the palace.
I know. We're not nice guys. I can tell.
I was ready to drop the hammer.
I mean, we are really, really, really trying to make this a really good experience for everybody. You're also going to want to put in your location because that the algorithm will tell you if there's somebody that's near you or how close they are to you, if that's important to you.
Well, that's really great because we've had a couple of times in just among the DizDads community where, you know, we've had guys who've been active in different parts of our community, right? That like maybe, okay, you know, one guy was only ever posting or only ever participating on Facebook and somebody else was only ever on our message boards. And then, you know, we get them on the podcast together and it turns out that, you know, they live six blocks from each other and didn't even know it.
Right. You've noticed that too. Yeah, that happens all the time. There are so many people that live so close and you don't even know it because social media doesn't really expose you to that. Where
you didn't even work in your office.
Right. You know? Wait a minute. Well, I mean, and that's true. Yes. I mean, Tim and I, we knew that each other, you know, kind of like Disney. It wasn't until we got on the same shift and started talking more and more that we were like, holy cow, we both really like Disney.
We share the same insanity.
We exactly
the same budgetary problems we like to go to off.
Absolutely. So then after you put in your location, you're going to put in kind of what you're looking for. Are you looking for, these are our categories: relationship, for obviously, running companion, travel companion, and just friendship. If you just want somebody that you can exchange emails with and build a really cool Disney friendship outside of the whole social media thing, we're trying to narrow this down so that
easier. That's great, because that's an opportunity sometimes just to be able to have, you know, to develop a friendship with somebody who's not going to say, you're going to Disney again.
Exactly.
You know, and without having to do that in the public sphere, which is what you kind of end up having to do if you're finding those friends on, you know, Facebook and Twitter.
Right. And you know, I mean, Tim and I have gone through, there are some things that come up on my Twitter page, I know, and my Facebook page that I end up having to block because it's not really appropriate, you know?
Sure.
Just like you guys, we've got kids listening to our show and following us on Facebook and Twitter. And if they're just scrolling down on our page, we don't want them to see something inappropriate, you know.
Or frankly, even something that's innocent but not really what your Twitter persona is about.
About Disney. Exactly.
Exactly.
Yeah. Especially now, you know, there's all this politics talk going all over the internet and social media. And you're not going to get that on our site, obviously, on my Dismatch.
Right.
So,
right.
Then you're going to want to put in your birthday and then your match's desired age. What are your parameters? Who are you looking for? If you're running, it could be 18 to 88. For friendship, 18 to 88. Doesn't matter. Then you want to write a little something about yourself so people know who you are, what you're all about, why you love Disney is another box that you can put some information in. And this is where it kind of gets fun. I thought it was fun. I enjoyed putting it together and having fun with it. You get to pick your favorite Disney park, your favorite Disney character, the Disney character you're most like.
Oh, okay.
your favorite Disney movie. Your favorite Disney leading lady, and then the favorite Disney leading man. And then it asks you, are you a smoker? You know, how often, all of that stuff. Never, rarely, often, all that stuff.
Right.
Are you a drinker? Because, you know, I know you guys are doing some monorail crawls and stuff.
This is true.
and nothing wrong with that. Absolutely nothing. The last question you're going to ask, or we're going to ask you is, this is about your Disney match. What Disney character is your match like? And then what happens is the algorithms within the, I just like saying algorithms, by the way.
Ever since you learned that word.
It is a fun word.
They put
just
all
ask
this.
To spell it.
Right. No, don't. Oh, good. No. Goodness, no. You put it all together and they kind of match you up with people that have kind of the same answers as you, are looking for the same type of person you're looking for. And then all you got to do, if you want, you can upload a photo of yourself. And again, we take a look at that and approve any photos that go out. So you're not going to have any kind of raunchy photos out there on
right.
My Dismatch. If you don't want to put a photo up, we have a really cool icon that we're hoping Disney doesn't see. But anyway, I didn't say that. Did I say that?
I understand how that works.
You just click the, you know, agree with terms of use, and you got to do one of those CAPTCHA things, and you click on it, and you're in. Costs you nothing. You don't have to put in a credit card number. You don't have to do anything.
Great.
So that's to see who's all on the site. Now, if you want to upgrade to full member status and benefits, it's only $3.99 a month. We wanted to make it affordable. It's just to cover the expenses of running the website.
And it also filters out troublemakers.
Right. Right.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, we do the same thing, frankly, on the DizDads on our message boards. You know, we've got part of it that's publicly available, but we have a whole section that's a subscription basis for exactly that reason, because it gets rid of the folks who are only there to harass other people.
Right. So what you get if you upgrade to the members is now you can have chat messaging, private messaging with the other members, email. You'll see their email addresses now. We don't let anybody see email addresses unless they're a member, and we have to approve the membership. You know, And then you can comment on people's photographs. One thing we got to make clear: number one, we don't sell your information.
Oh no,
we're not doing that, and we're not. Although we keep a real close eye on what's going on the site so that there's nothing inappropriate going on, we don't read your messages back and forth. We're not going to do any of that. That we can't do that.
Okay, so the private messages are still private. It's just the public posts that you're moderating.
Correct. Now, we do have, if there's an issue, if we get a complaint from somebody, we're going to check it out, and we have the ability to remove people. I told you, unfortunately, we got rid of the Nigerian prince. So we're trying to keep everybody safe and, you know, a very happy atmosphere and fun atmosphere for everybody.
Sounds so good.
That, pretty much in a nutshell, that is my Dismatch. We hope everybody, you know, takes a look at it. Like I said, you can join without paying anything. So don't worry about, I gotta put in a credit card and then I gotta worry about, you know, canceling it and all this nonsense. No, we're not doing that. Only if you want to upgrade to the full member benefits, then you can put in the credit card.
Okay, sure. So what's the reaction been in the community? Because it was really ironic to me. I saw the initial release from you guys that you had this big announcement about, you know, my Dismatch. And within 24 hours, I think, I all of a sudden saw references to some other sites that were, it sounded much more focused on the whole dating scene. Right. And I'm curious, you know, because all those seem to hit at the same time. I'm not sure how that happens, but it came out at the same time. What's the reaction been in the community?
Well, I think it's been very positive. Everybody, as a matter of fact, one of our loopers in on Resort Loop, he designed our new logo because he's a graphic designer. Greg Nevis put together our logo for us. He's a fantastic graphic designer. Great guy. And great guy, yeah. Everybody's wanting to support it and help out in any way. And people like the idea of a place where they can go. Like Tim said, that's safe and they can talk to one another without being out there in the public eye of social media.
Right.
Sometimes sure. You want that, you know.
The other site doesn't give us what we want in this kind of site. Your right. site's a lot more curated, a lot more what we want as a Disney fan.
Right. Yeah, he did a big splash. Nothing wrong with that. I mean, you know, go check out his site if that's what you want to do. There's nothing wrong with that. He's quite a bit more expensive than us if you want to do the full members, his membership. But he's looking for everybody. And that's not what we're doing. That's why we're talking to you, because we know that the Disney community is so special. And those are the people that we want at my Dismatch.
Right. I mean, it seems to me that the real difference here is that you've put together a site that says we know that there's this community of Disney fans who share particular interests that include Disney parks, Disney arts, you know, movies and television and things like that, and Disney travel. And we know that community is out there, and this is about helping people form connections within that community. And if some of those connections happen to be dating connections and whatever, that's fine, but that's off to the side. And it seems to me that the other sites are primarily looking at that whole, you know, romantic relationship side of it.
Right. Right. And that's not what we want to do. We don't want, this isn't some sort of hookup site where you're going to find somebody and, you know, do whatever single people do. Tim and I have been married way too long. We don't even know what single people do anymore. So
they go to Disney, don't they?
I don't know. Bowling. I thought they were bowling.
But by the same token, for example, we've got a couple of dads who are part of the Diz Dads community who, you know, are either single or have been divorced for some time and, you know, kind of starting to feel like they're getting ready to dip their toe back in. And this, for somebody in that position, you know, this is kind of a safe way to reintroduce yourself to that world because
right.
again, it's more curated. It's a little already self-selected community that you know you're going to have some common interest with.
Well, you know, here's the thing. Tim and I are both in the same boat when it came to our wives. Both Tim and myself, our wives were not really Disney fans. I think my wife was even less a Disney fan than Tim's wife was. but we wouldn't change. Believe me, we wouldn't change anything.
No.
In case our wives are listening. We wouldn't change anything. And we wouldn't. But there's a lot of people out there that they struggle with getting their spouse or their significant other to fully enjoy that whole Disney bubble again, you know. And wouldn't it be nice if you're somebody who has always looked for that someone who you want to share that Disney experience with that has the same passion that you do. We have a couple that listen to our show, a couple of loopers, super loopers on our show. I'm not going to give their names, but they met doing Aladdin. They did the play Aladdin together.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Found out they both love Disney. They've gotten married. They're, you know, as happy as they can possibly be. And you know, Aaron, when you're planning those vacations, you know, you want your spouse to go, yeah, let's do that.
Sure, sure.
Oh, do we have to go back there again? You already do that with your coworkers and everybody else. You don't want to do that with your spouse, you know.
Right, right. Exactly. Well, and you know, that's another great example of the kinds of things that you could use My Dismatch for. You know, there are the Disney on Ice shows and the traveling musicals and things. And, you know, particularly if you're single and you're just looking for somebody to go see a show with, you're not looking to date anybody. You just want to enjoy a Disney show and you don't want people to look at you funny because you're there as a guy by yourself with out a small child next to you.
Absolutely. Right. Yeah, you're exactly right.
You can go out with somebody at dinner and talk about, you know, what'd you think about what's going on at World Showcase? And then they know exactly what you're talking about. And you have a built-in conversation starter ready to go.
Exactly. Right. Sure.
Right. So that's kind of what My Dismatch is all about. We, Tim and I are very entrenched, if you will, in the Disney community. We care very deeply about what the community stands for. And, you know, we wanted to come up with something that enhanced everybody's experience in the Disney community.
Yeah, I admire you a lot for taking the leap and putting this out there, because it's a step away from your sort of safe spot as podcasters. But at the same time, as I started the show off saying, it does seem to just fit perfectly because community building is clearly what you guys have been about, you know, from the beginning, and just the little things like, you know, finding a running buddy, you know, for people who are traveling to Walt Disney World, even traveling to Walt Disney World with their families. But if the rest of the family aren't runners and you're getting up before everybody else wakes up so you can go run at, you're staying at Coronado Springs, so you want to run there. I mean, to have an easy place to look and see where maybe there's somebody else who's also a Disney fan runner at Coronado Springs and wants to get together and run.
Right. Absolutely. And, you know, the social media has gotten so big with everything. It's hard for people to find what they're looking for necessarily. I mean, you've been doing this for quite a while now, and I'm sure you're still getting people to go, hey, I just found your podcast.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
You know,
it's so easy to get buried in social media these days.
Right, right. So if you're looking for somebody for something specific, again, why not join something that's free, see what it looks like, see how many people are on there, see what they're doing, and then, you know, decide for yourself. At least it's more specific and more focused for you. So.
Absolutely. Well, I really do encourage, you know, all of our listeners to go check out mydismatch.com. I've been kind of noodling around here a little bit with the site as we've been talking, just because it's kind of cool. It's going to take me a little time to answer all these questions. So, you know, I'm going to have to wait to you know, finish everything. What I like about it is it asks just enough that I can see how the algorithm can use this information to match people up without it being this 40-page MMPI questionnaire that
Right.
puts you to sleep by the end. So,
right. You can pick as many of them that you want, you know, as far as your Disney characters mm-hmm. and things like that. You can pick as many as you want.
Sure.
So that helps.
That does. It makes it a lot easier. So I do encourage people to check the site out. Bob and Tim, we talked a little bit before we started recording, and they're going to work on getting us a discount code that you all can use if you want to sign up for the advanced or the full membership and be able to use some of the other pieces. Now, what just so people know, what sort of additional things happen if you're a paying member?
Oh, again, you'll be able to use all of the messaging. You'll be able to talk to the other members a little bit easier. Right now, you can kind of wink at them and get their attention, but you really can't contact them without joining as a full member. But
okay,
you can look
so
around and see.
One.
Right, right.
Okay. So like I said, Bob and Tim are going to see about getting a discount code for us that listeners can use to get signed up and check things out a little bit more in depth. But either way, it's certainly worth taking a look at and poking around a bit. Thanks so much for coming on to the Dad Show and sharing this great new project with us. Been a lot of fun to talk to you.
Oh, thanks so much, Aaron. We appreciate it.
Yeah, Aaron, this has been awesome. Thank you for the time.
Well, again, thanks for coming on and sharing with us. And check out mydismatch.com. If you're not already listening to resortloop.com, you should be. So give that a listen as well.
One little spark of inspiration is at the heart of all creation. Right at the start of everything that's new. One little spark lights up for you. You could come along. I am the Dream Finder. Musical notes, what delightful melodies those will make. I love these flights of fancy, searching the countryside for sounds, colors, ideas, anything that sparks the imagination. A sunbeam, that's a good one. Everything that I can collect can inspire amazing and marvelous new ideas. Never know what kind of figment you may come up with. Here's my favorite. Two tiny wings, eyes big and yellow, horns of a steer, but a lovable fella. From head to tail, he's royal purple pigment, and there, voila, you've got a figment of imagination.